Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, and welcome to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. And welcome to the last Sunday in September. October opens on Wednesday and promises to be an emotional and transformative month with a lot happening. There's tons of Scorpio energy out there, and that brings in a lot of change for the collective. We have a full super moon coming to us next Monday, October 6th, in Aries, which is the first sign in the zodiac. It's introducing us to the beginning of the first part of our new year and new era. Astrologically, there's a lot going on leading up to the Great Cosmic Reset on February 20th, 2026. We will be learning about deep space as Pluto travels deeper into Aquarius, which will remain with us until 2044. So we have a ways to go. Already we can see lots of activity in the cosmos. Example, we are aware of the three-eyed Atlas approaching us, although nobody knows what the significance of that interstellar object is. Originally, it was thought to be a comet, but it's weaving and behaving very differently. It doesn't seem like a comet. It's also traveling at an enormous speed, accelerating 68 kilometers, which is approximately 42 miles a second. And it's faster than the speed of Mercury. It's within our galaxy range, and it will become closest to Mars on October 3rd. We may be able to get more sightings and information at that time. The object has now turned an emerald green color and has become much brighter. The three-eyed Atlas is in a straight line with the Sun and the Moon, and that's known as superior conjunction. That's on October 21st. It will be very interesting to see what happens then. It reaches its perihelion point closest to the Sun on October 29th. October promises to be a dynamic month because, in addition to the three-eyed Atlas, we have six other comets. To have so many comets is very rare, and we've never had anything like the three-eyed Atlas before. We've had two other interstellar bodies that were more closely described as comets. I have always sensed that as we pass through this period of time, the energy would bring us a game changer or an ascension step change to accelerate the rising of our consciousness. I sense that all this cosmic disturbance is a system upgrade. If we go into fear, it will be very difficult for us to integrate the new energy that's coming in. But I really believe it will be beneficial for us. Please try to stay open to the high intelligence coming in. Comets are traditionally known as harbingers of change. I sense this entire cavalry of activity in our skies is a great benefit to humanity. I can't prove it to you or email you a spreadsheet, but all kinds of different people from different geographies have said that this is linked to an activation of our heart chakra, a new stronger wave of love, a new wave of galactic consciousness coming into our area of the cosmos and the planet Earth at this time. Six comments and the three-eyed atlas suddenly appearing as we close out 2025. We are reaching a crescendo of energy beneficial to humanity. These are all new and different bodies in our heavens. You can check with Stephen Burns. He's super active on YouTube. That's Stephen, S-T-E-F-A-N, Burns, B-U-R-N-S. He's very spiritual, but also very factual. He is a reliable source of information. Neptune remains in Aries at 0 degrees until October 22nd. What that will do is make the energy very large on the world stage. Anything connected to Neptune. The world points, the 0 degrees of a cardinal sign, expands on the public stage. Any planet that is sitting there brings bigger potentiality in the world. What are those things? Water, seas, oceans, toxicity, pollution, any kind of deception, lies, illusion, the pharmaceutical drugs. Look what's happening with Tylenol. Our blood system, our immune system, and our lymphatic system. The media, glamour, Hollywood. But also tsunami flooding, energetic natural healing, unconditional love, and a sense of oneness and idealism. With Neptune at 0 degrees Aries, it could also bring in fire. Neptune is not a solid, it's ethereal. You can use this period of malleability to plan, to envision, to dream in, and to weave your imagination towards what you want to become, who you are already becoming, and the kind of new life you want to have as we move into 2026. I think these comments and the three-eyed atlas are game changers and are potentially system upgrades for us. They are bringing in a higher cosmic consciousness. People are linking in and discussing this energy before it even arrives into our airspace. This energy will have a greater pull on our bodies as well as the tectonic plates. The three-eyed atlas is likely to bring out more solar and seismic activity within our solar system through October and November. It's closest to the sun on October 29th. We have a strong super full moon on October 6th. Because it's in Aries. It's at 14 degrees Aries, which is ruled by Mars, which is now in Scorpio. And that makes everything very powerful. It's focused on the passionate. Aries can be very warlike, and we may have to see more of that on the world stage. There are many positive things this energy is related to. Your courage, your inner strength, your sense of sovereignty. The key word for Aries is I am. People who have a strong Aries in their chart have a very strong sense of who they are. It's a very clear, simple, and direct energy. Aries people tend to live in the moment. They are usually strong physically. They have to be up and doing, and they have a very strong sense of physicality as well as a strong sense of their inner authority. This is the energy that they need to step into right now. The dwarf planets are very prominent here at this full moon. It's very interesting to see that we have a dwarf planet highlighting the moonlight at this full moon. More of us are going to start to remember our ancient past life connections, perhaps in Atlantis and Lemuria. Try to get near a body of water for clarity meditations at this full moon. Those lifetimes were the most harmonious the Earth has ever known because of their Earth balance and spiritual sense of oneness. Nothing out of place and respect for all living beings. This is the time we are entering at this full moon. Remember, our 24th chromosome is coming back online. which is our multidimensional chromosome, is linked to group consciousness and infinite possibilities. Our skies, our earth, our oceans, and our higher consciousness. I'll talk a bit more about our metamorphosis as humanity right after our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip, week of September 29th through October 5th, 2025. As we close out September, we look ahead to October, which promises to be an emotional and transformational month with a lot happening. There's a lot of Scorpio energy that will bring a lot of changes for the collective. Monday is a day when you can be feeling a bit down and out due to the vibrational fluctuation concerning self-esteem. The best way to get out of a rut is to make some time for some action. Mercury is in Libra, squaring Jupiter in Cancer on Wednesday, October 1st. Mercury is weak in the cardinal sign of Libra, but Jupiter is exalted in the cardinal sign of Cancer. Remember, Jupiter will always squeeze something good out of any aspect. You could get good news, but the energy can make you feel a little bit wishy-washy, a little bit sleepy or tired, not wanting to do very much, not wanting to get out of your own way. Juno, Jupiter's wife, moves retrograde back into Sagittarius, and this brings you a stronger link to the luck of this month. You don't have to give up on your dreams, but you may need to adjust and rearrange them. Put off any important decisions until Friday when your mind is clearer. On Saturday, October 4th, we have Venus conjunct the South Node, which is in Virgo. This brings us karma. Something is changing. Something is destiny. Something is happening. Look to see where this energy falls in your chart to determine where in your life this energy may affect you. This is an excellent time for exercise to make the body beautiful, as well as that trip to the spa or a beauty parlor. Perhaps a weekend trip out to see the fall foliage is in order. Sunday starts off with that lazy feeling, but over the day you could complete a lot of chores. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to book some time with me or to ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. This full moon in Aries on October 6th is shining a light on our courage and our sovereignty. With Neptune sitting at 0 degrees Aries, as well as the highlighted issues, they are around water and light. At this time, we will be talking about New Earth more and more. Mercury and the Sun aspects bring in great symbols for regeneration as waves of high frequency of light come into us. Mercury is being very tightly squared by Pluto. Whenever you get a square between Mercury and Pluto, secrets tend to come to the light. Particularly when Mercury is in the sign of secrets, Scorpio, the sign of deeply hidden secrets. And this could have to do with big money, criminal activity, along with sexual activity. Aquarius is a sign of truth and awakening. In addition, we have a very strong revolutionary energy because the moon is semi-squaring Uranus along with the sun. Uranus is a planet of revolution, truth, clarity, rebellion, and awakening. As we move through the final months of 2025 into 2026, a lot of truth will be coming to light in the bright, ever so bright light of this full super moon, which will add a lot of energy to the revolutionary zeal that we're seeing a lot of right now. This is very strong in Europe and the UK, and it's becoming stronger in the United States. This energy also relates to galactic energy, along with galactic communications. Uranus is galactic. It's in Gemini, which is communication. There's a lot more galactic information coming onto our whole galaxy through various outer layers of the universe. It's also related to our natural kundalini energy. More people will be spiritually awakened by way of their inner kundalini physical energy. We have Mars here, passionately in Scorpio, and that is an aspect to Chiron. People can feel passionate and angry around where we've been wounded in some way. These feelings will be energized, which adds to our revolutionary energy as well. This is a feeling of obsession, upheaval, and intense upset, where our sovereignty has been wounded and where we have felt like a victim. This is very strong energy right now. We also have the Sun aspect, obsession to Neptune, picking up Saturn energies as well. This increasing obsession and focus brings a sense of the veil collapsing. These are Pisces-Neptune energies. How are we manifesting the dream? What's true and what's not? Any illusions or deceptions are being revealed at this time. For some people, it will be the truth, clarity. For others, it will be very confusing until they get a chance to process all of it. They'll all be out on overwhelm. When that's the case, try to withdraw. Withdraw from the noise because you will just get fried and frizzled. Noise, information, contradictory facts. He said, she said. It's just going to make your head spin. Best to live from the inside out. Think about what's happening in the moment with the very high frequency energy and the high heart chakra energy being activated. This brings in an opportunity that we do not want to miss. Once 3-Eye Atlas leaves its flyby of our solar system, we have no idea if it will ever, ever return. This is a one-time thing. It's not a long orbit. It's a one-time pass-by. Really, more than ever, live from the inside out. Shut your eyes several times a day if you can. Drop into your breath. Imagine that you are breathing in and out through the heart, as if the heart were your lungs. Just do that for a few minutes. You will feel the heart muscle loosen up as the fear dissipates and clarity comes. This exercise slows down your breathing, reduces your cortisol levels, lifts up your immune system. It does all kinds of amazing physiological changes in your body within a few minutes. It has so many benefits. Psychological, physiological, spiritual. It's a fast way out of the fear, and you're in control. I can't emphasize that enough. There is another aspect here with Neptune, the yearning for simplicity from all that's happening in our world. We have Jupiter here in Cancer, very concerned with self-care, with motherhood and nurturing. Trining Saturn in retrograde in Pisces. Whenever you get Jupiter in a supportive aspect with Saturn, it's about cautious building for the future. Jupiter has a vision. Jupiter, in a spiritual context, Pisces is very focused on nurturing of others and self-care. For community, we're going to look after ourselves. We're going to stand together in our sovereignty, our authority, as well as look after each other. We're going to operate from the grassroots up. Collaboration, communities. Jupiter is activated in so many different ways. It's square to Chiron, where we've been wounded, where we've been hurt, where we have felt like a victim, and the solution comes by way of the community, frequency raising ourselves out of chaos into joy. Song, dance, music is how we raise our frequency before we can begin to set our intentions and manifest. This becomes a very rich tapestry. Jupiter in Cancer, exalted in Cancer, brings us future vision with a spiritual content, pragmatically, realistically, for the future. Realizing that we must operate from a higher frequency and not from chaos. This is the antidote to where we have felt wounded and victimized. Chiron, the sign of sovereignty, and I am Aries. And beyond this energy that we're having now, on October 14th, we may feel it in a week side to side, from this full supermoon into the third week of October. Pluto turns direct on October 14th. Whenever a planet changes direction, the symbolism is magnified. On or near the 14th, we will see big power plays in the world. In January, I saw Prince William take the throne in October, for example. Assertions of power will appear in a very outward way. Of course, you can use this as a stepping stone into your own power. In Aquarius, it's the power of community, the power of the people coming together, remembering at this time that Pluto is out of bounds in the south and remains there until November 23rd. This is why we are seeing so much activity and rebellious energy throughout the world right now. One of the key solutions for where we're headed is community, the power of the people. The people coming together to say, we are going to create a different socio-political structure, which is grassroots up, no longer top-down. This is a very important part of the energies. The Sabian symbol for 50 degrees Aries is an Indian woman weaving a ceremonial tribal blanket. The upgrade is, with the love of cosmic consciousness, the three-eyed Atlas may raise up our consciousness level so that we can live more and more as a realized being, sanctifying life itself, becoming a unique being of light. Here's a mantra for you through the month of October. I am developing a stronger and stronger radiant presence. How can I bring more light and serve the light in a bigger way today? I know we've got lots of challenges out there. Please don't feed the challenging energy. That just won't help anyone. Feed the light. Feed the love in your heart. This will lead you to a very different timeline. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to our halfway point. So we're going to take a break, listen to our song, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our half-hour break. And that was William Vitalis singing Water. In October, it's going to be an interesting month, marked by grand trines as well as regular trines and the ongoing sextile between Neptune, Pluto, and Uranus. This battery aspect is responsible for the evolution of higher consciousness, and all are invited to attain it. Please be aware that if we don't reach that required level of consciousness, we will not be able to align ourselves with the Earth's increasing frequency and thus delay our ascension. Thankfully, stepping into a higher vibration should be easy in October, as long as we know how to avoid the pitfalls. And I've been talking about that for months. I know that you have a lot of good exercises that you can use to your benefit over this month. Moderation is the key. It has been said that the fifth dimension experience is at the frequency of a higher love. So we need to regularly check in on our thoughts and actions and ask ourselves, is this a loving thought? Can I put more love into this action? At the same time, we shouldn't berate ourselves for falling short. We only need to restore ourselves back to our heart, and all will be fine. There is no need to push, struggle, or strive hard this month, as Venus prefers to get things done in relaxed, leisurely, and charming ways. In addition, grand trines offer us a state of grace if we choose to absorb this energy. Grand trines are aspects of divine purification, so there's nothing that needs doing. They present energies of simply being and allowing the beauty and grace contained within your heart to radiate outwards. In October, we can choose which dimension to be in. The good news is that for most of us, it will feel easier and more natural to align with the higher, softer energies. We will know when we're in this energy and when we're not, because of the synchronicities, serendipities, events, and natural good fortune. All in all, we have much to be thankful for in October, and perhaps the ability to be thankful is the biggest moment in our journey right now, towards ascension and towards the Great Reset in February of 2026. Now I'm going to give you your October forecast for each sign. The October 6th full moon in Aries brings pressure and guilt trips from others. It's best to concentrate on yourself and extricate yourself away from any negative situations and just work on regrouping. The October 23rd new moon in Libra brings the time to shut out the catty whispers and move forward. No more self-doubt. The personal signs, starting with Aries. For Aries, October brings Mars and Mercury together in Scorpio. This is intense, focused energy. The Aries full moon is on the 6th, and it brings clarity and invites you to reset your relationships with others. If something has felt out of order or out of alignment, this is your opportunity to regain balance. You're likely to be very magnetic at month's end. Just don't let that ego get in the way. Taurus. October is a good month for getting out and meeting new people. This could even mean that you can meet a life partner or that you'll do a lot of learning about what you want and need from a close relationship. You may want to jump into action based on your feelings right now, but best to wait a few days and let the dust settle. Overconfidence can cause problems at month's end. Don't promise what you can't deliver. That can be a very bad aspect of Taurus. I think they do that quite a bit. Gemini. In October, Venus moves into Libra, making time to focus on romance, beauty, and whatever makes you happy. Venus in Libra is a time for fun, so don't schedule any major work events. At month's end, you'll get completely honest with your partner, plan on an adventure with your best friend, or negotiate a new lucrative contract. A financial windfall just may come your way. That's exciting. Of course, with Uranus and Gemini, that could happen. Cancer. For you Cancers, October should be an amazing month of creativity and self-expression. If you have a creative job or hobby, you'll want to throw yourself intensely into it. Pluto turns back direction on the 11th and brings a major transformation. It's impossible to avoid change right now, so you may as well go with the flow. Just accept what's happening and grow through it. It's probably best to retreat at month's end. Life has been exhausting lately, and you deserve to regroup, recharge, and find your balance again. Leo. October brings an opportunity to redecorate your home and to reflect on the warm memories that you've shared there. It's your chance to take a leap of faith and follow your heart. Try something new. You can find time for a short vacation or a weekend getaway. You Leos will have to watch your temper with your family at month's end, but if you can do that, you'll accomplish something amazing. Virgo. October brings a time for excellent financial opportunities. Take that new job. Accept the promotion. The important thing is to know that whatever you put your mind to will turn out well. It's an ideal time to sort out any family issues. You can put to bed any financial issues you've been worried about, especially at the Aries full moon on the 6th. You have the clarity and support you need to make any important decisions at month's end. Libra. October brings your money into focus, Libra. Spend time organizing your financial affairs if things aren't as they should be. The full moon in Aries sets off a conflict with someone close to you. This isn't really a bad thing. It's an opportunity to be honest with each other, and it could even bring you closer. You decide to turn over a new leaf at month's end. A new haircut, a new relationship, maybe some new clothes, along with a new outlook. But just don't go overboard. Scorpio. October brings in an extra boost of energy. You feel like you're firing on all cylinders. Your attention falls on financial matters. It's a good time for budgeting, planning, and negotiating. Be careful not to be impulsive or make any big, reckless decisions. At month's end, you could feel drained. It's time for slowing down, meditation, and quiet reflection. Sagittarius. You're likely going to need some peace and quiet as October opens. Don't push yourself to be active or to get out there. At the Aries full moon on the 6th, your life could feel full, rich, and exciting. If you've had a simmering crush on someone this year, it's likely to come true for you as we finish 2025. Your job isn't to make anything happen right now, but just to be open and to receive. Do your best to slow down. Take the time you need, and remember, big decisions can wait a month or two. Capricorn. October brings a time when it's important to do things that help your community. Things like volunteering, financial donations, visiting passers-by when you walk the dog, or socializing with your friends. Get yourself out of isolation, Capricorn. It's time for a little home maintenance as well. Complete all those home jobs you've been putting off and spend some cozy evenings enjoying yourself at home with the family. Helping others will pull you out of any rut at month's end. Aquarius. There's some exciting career energy here for you, Aquarius, in October. If you've been working hard towards a goal, chances are you will begin to see positive results this month. At the Aries full moon, prepare for lots of errands, unexpected tasks, and some extra stress. Do the best you can with the energy. It won't last forever. You can get the urge to move ahead and do something new at month's end. Pisces. One of the best ways to spend October is to expand your horizons, Pisces. This could mean travel, signing up for a training class, meeting new people, and reading a lot. Your mind is sharp and curious at this time. It's time for you to commit to what you care about, Pisces, knowing that doing so will make your life better overall. Your head and your heart may be out of alignment at month's end. Slow down, center yourself, meditate, and do whatever you have to move forward in a positive way. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we've come to the end of our show tonight. We still have our meditation and our music, and of course we always close with Richard Schulman. He's going to finish tonight with We Are the World. Looking forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening, and good night.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor, and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Thank you.